This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Jack Mwimbu cautions immigration officers against over-detention of illegal immigrants. CSOs raise concern over proposed U.S. health agreement. And in global news, three killed as unfinished building collapses on church service in Ghana. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu has urged immigration officers to avoid the over-detention of suspected illegal immigrants in correctional facilities and police cells. Speaking during the official opening of the 2025 Senior and Regional Immigration Officers Annual Conference in Livingston this morning, Mr. Mwimbu emphasized the need for adherence to procedures, even as officers intensify efforts to curb illegal immigration. Mr. Mwimbu has further commended the Immigration Department for its strong performance under difficult circumstances in 2025, praising officers for their cleanup operations and efforts in tackling illegal immigrants within communities. He has also assured officers of government's commitment to addressing operational challenges, including erratic and inadequate resources, stating that steps are being taken to improve dilapidated infrastructure, including office space and staff accommodation across various stations, including headquarters. Meanwhile, Department of Immigration Director General Japhet Lishomwa says Zambia recorded over 2.8 million entries and 2.6 million exits in 2025, marking a significant increase in cross-border movements compared to the previous year. Dr. Lishomwa also said the country recorded 2,800,826 entries and 2,652,679 exits in 2025, up from 2,591,404 entries and 2,458,648 exits in 2024, representing increases of 8.08% and 7.31% respectively. Dr. Lishomwa also revealed that visa issuances rose to 208,055 in 2025 and 184,699 in 2024, reflecting an 11.2% increase.
These increasing figures confirm Zambia's growing profile as a regional hub for trade, tourism, higher education, and investment. Moreover, 208,055 visas were issued in 2025 as compared to 184,699 visas issued in 2024, representing an increase of 11.2%.
A consortium of civil society organizations has raised serious concerns over a proposed health aid agreement between Zambia and the United States, warning that it could compromise the country's sovereignty and public health system. In a statement, the consortium comprising organizations such as Oxfam, ActionAid, and Publish What You Pay has expressed concern over what it described as a lack of transparency and accountability in the negotiation process. The group is calling on government to halt the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding scheduled for the 1st of April because the agreement has not been made public, making it impossible for Parliament and stakeholders to scrutinize its contents. The CSOs are particularly concerned about reports suggesting that the deal could link over $1 billion in health support to access Zambia's critical minerals and sensitive health data. The consortium is now demanding full disclosure of the agreement, parliamentary oversight, and assurances that health aid remains unconditional and in the best interest of the Zambian people. This is according to a statement issued by Eric Maliangu Jr., Oxfam Southern Africa Communications Officer, and Wesi Nyalazi, ActionAid Zambia Communication and Knowledge Management Officer. The Police Public Complaints Commission, PPCC, has found two Zambian police officers from Ngwerere Police Station guilty of misconduct in a case involving alleged brutality against Zambian musician and activist Michael Zulu. According to a statement issued by Mr. Zulu, the commission has recommended disciplinary action against Reserve Sergeant Brian Kunda and Reserve Sergeant Nicholas Chirima following an incident that occurred on the 17th of August 2023 along Great East Road during presidential route lining duties. Mr. Zulu reported that the officers verbally and physically assaulted him during the operation, and in its ruling, dated 17th March 2026, the commission found merit in the complaint, citing harassment and loss of property. The commission outlined several findings against the two officers, including forcefully removing Mr. Zulu from his vehicle, switching off the engine and taking the car keys, resulting in their loss and the use of abusive language, deletion of video evidence, and failure by the officers to identify themselves during the incident. Meanwhile, Constable Emmanuel Sinyangwe was cleared of any wrongdoing, with the commission stating that he did not take part in the alleged harassment. The PPCC has since recommended that the Inspector General of Police direct the officer commanding Lusaka Division to address the issue of the missing property. And reacting to this development, Mr. Zulu has described the ruling as a reminder that law enforcement officers must act in the public interest at all times. The Zambia Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring that the aviation industry operates in a safe, secure, and compliant manner. CAA Director General Derek Luembe stated that improved connectivity supports trade, tourism, and investment, and that the efficient movement of goods and services are key drivers of economic growth and regional integration. Captain Luembe said this in a speech read for him by CAA Director of Finance, Mulenga Walia, during the Eswatini Air press conference in collaboration with Airline Pros Zambia Limited in Lusaka, ahead of the inaugural launch of its first direct flight from Eswatini to Zambia this week.
The introduction of direct air services between Lusaka and Manzini, commencing on 1st April 2026, is a significant and welcome development for Zambia's aviation sector and for regional connectivity within the southern region. As the aviation regulator, Zambia Civil Aviation Authority remains committed to ensuring that the industry operates in a safe, secure, and compliant manner, while also supporting growth and facilitating market access. We are pleased to have worked collaboratively with Eswatini Air and other relevant stakeholders in support of the establishment of this route.
Meanwhile, Eswatini Air Director of Commercial Services, Getane Walden Michael, said the airline is committed to adding value to the aviation industry by fostering a conducive business environment.
We really are a net positive organization, so it's about adding value to the public, to the environment. Zambia is also renowned for its touristic offers, and we can round off that touristic offer with what we get in Eswatini, a wonderful culture, wonderful people, and the quietest in this crazy world that you'll find peace if you come there, and the most beautiful landscape.